Here we are, BPT Stage 6, Cayuga Lake, New York. We're into August. Should be quite the event. Let's talk about fantasy fishing and a few other things to maybe watch out for that might be making this an interesting event for you to follow, whether you play fantasy fishing or not. So here we are, early August. The event's going to start on August 5th, Cayuga Lake, which means these fish should be in their summer patterns, both smallmouth and largemouth, which I think will be interesting because I think, unlike a lot of early spring events and transition events early in the year where anglers are really like adapting day to day to day on how much the fishing has changed, up north, Minnesota, Wisconsin, New York, places like that, fishing actually kind of settles into a pretty stable pattern. So anglers that can get on something pretty good, as long as they manage their fish, they might be able to carry similar patterns areas through this event. But I guess we'll find out. Now, Cayuga definitely has giant smallmouth. Actually, the state record was there this spring, 8.5-pound smallmouth just caught for New York. But they're not super, super prevalent. They're definitely fishable populations, but they're not like huge numbers. So when every fish counts, it'll be interesting to see how this works out and how much smallmouth will play versus largemouth, where the numbers are pretty solid. There is actually big largemouth, good numbers, quality. So I think you're going to see this largely dominated by the largemouth fishermen, but I think smallmouth will play to a certain extent. This will be a 2-pound minimum event. So 2-pound bass will be the minimal scoreable bass, which should make this a pretty unique, interesting event. There might be a lot of fish caught under 2 pounds, but there'll be a lot of fish caught in that 2 to 3 to even 4 pound range as well. This lake has got some super deep, unfishable areas of the lake, but there's a lot of fishable water on this lake, especially for 40 boats. And I think there's still quite a bit of grass in Cayuga. So I think you're going to see anglers doing a fair amount of different things. I think you're going to see anglers fishing shallow grass, mid-depth offshore grass, deep rocks, drops, even boat docks, probably even some slop and things like that as well. So I think just about every angler will be able to find something that fits their strength and be able to dig into it on Lake Cayuga. Looking at the overall leaders for Cayuga, I am not sitting so great down at 1,269, almost 900 pounds behind the leaders. So the chances of me catching up in the last two stages, this is stage six, with stage seven being the last event of the year on Mille Lacs in September. So I'm really just playing for individual prizes, fun, and that kind of stuff. But looking at the leagues, the Beat Halibass leagues, you can join in here. 158 members signed up here. Sitting a little better, 72nd here. But Rusty Scapano still has this on lockdown. He's got about a 60-pound lead on Douglas. See if you can reel him in on Douglas. Hopefully my tips, picks, and things like that will help you stay in your guys' place and make a move. Just a reminder, winners for all season long, 3 games in fantasy fishing in the Beat Halibass group are eligible to win some Super K Swim Jig gift cards. So that's what's on the line. Bopping over to the predictor game, 11 wins, actually sitting a little better, much better position overall here. And then if we look at the Beat Halibass League, which you can still join, links in description down below if you want to join the Beat Halibass group. I'll have all that down below. But Billy Johnson holding it down with 20 wins here. David Meyer, though, and Mike Jackson, just 1 win back, and Wyatt, 2 wins back. So with 2 events left, several people still in the mix to win some Super K swim jigs. If you can't wait that long, you already think you guys can catch them, and you just want to get yourself some made in the USA, high-quality swim jigs, hand-tied, custom colors, whatever you want, you can use the code on the screen right here, Halibass15, and get yourself some links down in the description if you want to find the Super K website. But highly recommend checking them out.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Good people, and thanks for supporting this game, our channel, and our contests. Now let's get over and see who I picked for the BPT. So I think Jacob Wheeler, he's kind of a no-brainer. You almost have to pick him every week regardless of where they go. Brian Thrift, I think his experience on Champlain will serve him well on Cayuga. There are definitely some things about Champlain that translate to Cayuga. Avina, New Jersey guy, plenty of experience in the Northeast. He should have a very good event. Fletcher Shryock, I think a shallow angler. I think he's going to be able to find some really good opportunities throwing, frogging, flipping, and things like that. So I think this will set up really good for him. And then as a below 40 pick, I like Ish for the same reason I like Fletcher Shryock. Ish Moreau should be good. He had some experience back here when the Elite Series came to Cayuga, so I think he should be a solid pick. Now let's hop over to Bucket Group B. Jordan Lee also almost won an Elite Series event on Cayuga. Got nipped out by Kevin Van Dam one time, so he's got a second here. He's got some success. Speaking of Kevin Van Dam, Northern Angler should be a really good pick here. Randall Tharp having an exceptionally good year on the Every Fish Counts method, and also has Elite Series experience here. Mark Daniels Jr., I just kind of gut pick here. I think he has kind of got warmed, found his way, and I think he pretty much catches him everywhere he goes. And then my below 40 pick, I like James Elam. Up and coming, doing well. I just think he's got a good track record, and I think he's going to do well here. Tiebreaker question, what is the winning weight on the final day for the top angler going to be? I'm going big. I think it's going to be over 50 pounds. I'm going 51 pounds, 9 ounces. I think they're going to really catch him pretty solid in this event. Now moving over to the predictor, junior picks. I tried to go in here and edit the picks, but the website is actually not working right now. Surprise, MLF website isn't working. So hopefully it works and you get a chance to get your picks in. I can't tell you who the options were anymore, but for the first question, highest finisher. So which winner of a winning event all this year will be the highest finisher? And I like DC, Dustin Cannell, for that. Newcomers, I think Clavion Johns, he's a big frog guy, and I think he's going to find some sneaky frog stuff, and he's going to catch some good bags fishing a frog here. Total weight caught by the last angler inside the cut line for the knockout round, I think it's going to be over 35 pounds. I'm taking the over. I think they're really going to catch him this week. Big bass of the tournament for the championship round when we're down to the last 10 anglers. If it was the whole tournament, I almost certainly would go over 6. But because it's only 10 anglers on the final day, I'm going to go with that 4 to 6 pound. I think that's a pretty safe bet. It definitely won't be less than 4 pounds. They are definitely going to catch 4 and 5 pounders on the last day. It's just whether somebody's going to catch one over 6. And I'm hedging my bets and going that 4 to 6 pounds. But it wouldn't be crazy if you wanted to go over 6 because this lake definitely has them. And I remember somebody catching an 8 pounder in an Elite Series event in August out here as well, largemouth. How many scrubble bass over 4 pounds will be weighed during the knockout round? So I think that's where we got 18 anglers. I'm going 24. I think they're going to catch them pretty good. It's going to be stout. And then, like with my weight being over 50 pounds, I might need to adjust this because I realize I have this set at 33 pounds or 33 scoreable bass, and that would put them over 66 pounds. So I'm going to have to edit this pick and probably dial that down just a little bit if the webpage starts working again. I'm thinking more around 20-ish. So there you go. All right, good luck to all these you're playing. If you're not familiar with super familiar with Northern Bass Angling and like to see what this lake may set up like and what it's going to look like, make sure you check out the video on the screen coming up right here.